Now for the first message this morning, we have from McMinnville, Oregon, a local elder for that area, Mr. Arlen Berkey.
Well, good morning, everyone. Very, very happy to be down here and very glad to be here and spend some time here with everybody. And it's very, very pleasant weather we've been having. I really like that. It's been nice, nice being here. Which one of these water you want? I'll take the right hand, okay? Well, I had two or three sermonettes just about completed. In the middle of the night, I got up and I said, I'm going to change the whole thing. So here we are with a whole new one. But I want you to think about something today, and that's the title of this sermonette is Think About It. Think About It. In Hebrews 4, you don't have to turn there, 12 and 13, we can read where God knows everything about man's mind. He can discern the very thoughts and the very motives of our minds. He can literally read your mind, my mind. Do we understand that? We cannot hide anything, any thought from God. Do we understand that to the point we tremble at that? You know, if we have that consciously in our mind, we'll be a lot more careful about things we do and what we say. So I want to just have some things to think about today. Our minds are a wonderful tool given to us by God. It's a gift from God. Our minds is just a very wonderful tool to have. Think what it would be like if you didn't have your mind. You couldn't think. You couldn't enjoy conversations and all the things that go with this. I mean, spin off of your mind is just it's beyond our mind to even comprehend. Proper development of the mind is the ultimate goal that God wants for us. Proper development of our mind. We are the sum total of all that has been developed in our mind. That's what we are. Everything we have learned has come through the five senses, from seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. All these things have come through the five senses. But we in God's church have another dimension that gives us insight into spiritual knowledge by the Holy Spirit in us. That is a free gift from God, as described there in 1 Corinthians 2. And, of course, in Romans 8, very, very clearly makes that clear that our mind, if we have God's Spirit, is a different kind of mind. In Philippians 2, verse 5, it talks about, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That's the mind God wants us to have. A godly mind, thinking like He does. Because actions come from the mind, our thoughts. And so that thought process, the way our mind works, is a very wonderful thing. If it's a tool, it's really something. It's what we are. It's the very heart and core of what we are. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's him. Not as he thinks he is, but as he thinks in his mind, that's what he really is. I just got a few points here to think about. Seven things, really. I'm just going to give these very quickly because it goes through this. This is sermonette time. So I'll go through this very quickly. Seven things to remember about thoughts. The first one is there's power in thoughts. There's power in thinking. Great projects of men, airplanes, the space program, all the big buildings you see, this all came from thought. That's where it originated. Power in the mind. There's power in thoughts. Voluntary actions come from our thoughts, planning, all that. Those are voluntary actions. They come from our minds. Thoughts are generated or come from accumulated knowledge. Accumulated knowledge. Not necessarily formal education either. You learn things from the time you're a child. Education never stops. We're always learning. Emotions, the fourth one, is emotions can affect our thoughts. Anger, love, fear, frustrations, you know, those things can worry about things. We could change our whole attitude and our mind about things just from those emotions. They're very involved. Emotions are very involved in our thinking processes. A fifth one is thoughts can be reversed or changed. Thoughts do not have to be permanent. And normally aren't, except in some things. You know, we've heard that lots of times. I've changed my mind on this. I've changed my mind on that. How many times men put a tie on or women put a dress on and says, I've changed my mind, I don't want to wear that. Okay, we change our thoughts, our minds, right there. Generated into action. Thoughts, the sixth one is, thoughts can be deceptive. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Sometimes we don't know our own minds. It can play tricks on us. Thoughts can be deceptive. Jeremiah 17:9 makes that very clear. And the seventh one is, God wants us to think like Him. That takes time. It takes time. That's the whole purpose of man, to begin to think like God, because then we act like God. And that takes time and experience. And we have to learn that way of thinking, that way of life. We have to learn that. That's learned. That's not, doesn't come naturally. And we have to do that through the power of God's Holy Spirit. Our standard of living cannot be raised without raising our standard of thinking. Goals cannot be reached without thinking and planning for those goals. It has to be set. Very, very fact that we think and plan things starts in the mind itself. We have to realize that. Most mistakes are made either because we or someone else wasn't thinking properly. That's where mistakes are made. And, of course, what do we have? 6,000 years of history of man thinking the wrong way, thinking for himself. All those mistakes, we never learn from history, and here we are on the brink eventually to destroy ourselves. All that knowledge, all those projects, all that development could come to nothing if God did not intervene, which He will. Something to think about here. When someone says, I'll give a penny for your thoughts, doesn't give much value on your thoughts, does it? Yeah? That's something to think about. But education for the mind is expensive. Expensive. To get right kind of education. Why is that? Proverbs 23. Let's just turn there. Proverbs 23. Choices come from our thinking. We make choices. And the better educated we are, we can make better choices. Let's see, Proverbs 23. I got to get there myself. Proverbs 23 and 23. Want to know why there's colleges? Want to know why there's education system? We have to pay for it. You have to pay. College is expensive. I think everybody knows that if anybody's been there or sent kids there. Very expensive. But here's what it says to get the right kind of thing. Buy the truth. Of course, Ambassador College, when people went there, that's where the truth came from. And of course, we got the Ambassador College Correspondence Course and all the booklets and things that came through that. Buy the truth and sell it not. Don't let it go. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. It's worth its weight in gold. See, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. You buy that, buy it, but get, make sure it's true. That's just a little thought there to think about. Truth is important. In Matthew 13, you don't have to turn there, verse 44 to 46, it talks about the treasure in the field. And a man sold all he had to go buy to buy that field, so that because of the treasure, the kingdom of God is like that, or the goodly pearl. Well, how did he know that field was worth something? How did he know there was treasure there? How did he know the pearl was good? He had to be educated. He had to have knowledge. He took in knowledge about this, and he recognized it. The average Joe wouldn't have recognized something like that. So education can be very, very valuable, and it especially if it's in the truth. That's how this person came to know that that goodly pearl was good, and it was worth a lot, and he sold all he had. And that's the way the kingdom of God is. We get knowledge about the kingdom of God, and we're willing to give up everything for that. That's the principle. And that's the knowledge that's important. The object of true education should be to train one to think clearly and act rightly. And I think the motto at Ambassador College, I believe, was recapture true values. Is that right? Recapture true values. And that's through the education process. Good and right thoughts lead to good and right actions. We're in God's school, His church, to learn how and why we need to think like God. That's what it's all about. Because then our actions will spurn from those thoughts and following God's thinking His way. Of course, this brings war in the mind, as Romans 7 says, and Paul says in Romans 7, it brings war in the mind. Because our carnal thinking is at war with the spiritual thinking. And that's what we have to conquer, ourselves, the world, and of course, Satan, overcoming them. Now, in closing, we just want to read a couple things here. Isaiah 55, we're right here close, Isaiah 55. And verse 8. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Eternal. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You are in school for higher education, to think on a higher level. We are there. We're thinking that way. We need to be living that way, because if we don't think that way, we can't live that way. It spurns us to action to do what's right. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, just put this in your notes, says we're to bring every thought into the captivity and obedience of Jesus Christ. Every thought. That is a challenge. That's hard. Yeah, let somebody cut in front of you in traffic and see if it's not that hard. It's hard, you know. So, let's finally go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, we're going to use this kind of in closing here. Psalm 139. Let's start in verse 1. Psalm 139 and verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. You compass my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. You know everything about me. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have beset me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. The human mind can't comprehend these, but we can begin to comprehend and more grow into that way of life as we grow into God's way of life more fully, more maturely. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Now we're going over to verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully. He's talking about the mind here. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in the secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in your book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God. See, God thinks on us too. We think about Him and His ways. He thinks on us. He does not forget us. I will never leave nor forsake you. How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Then go down to verse 23. This ties into the Passover now, preparing our get our thoughts in line with God's way of thinking, and really think about this before down the Passover, and think how He would want us to think about the Passover, and preparing for it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That needs to be our prayer. If we get our thoughts straight and right, we can say that same thing about us, we can pray that prayer to God. A lot could be said about the subjects of thinking and thoughts, but today I just wanted to give you some food for thoughts. Think about it.